In the cold darkness of the early morning, tens of thousands of devotees trekked to the hilltop temple of Mata Vaishno Devi in Indian-administered Kashmir. At about 3 a.m. there was a surge in the crowd. Witnesses describe a horrifying crush and people trampling over bodies.
It's a tragedy. Many people are dead.
Initial reports suggest an altercation between groups visiting the shrine, perhaps to offer special prayers for the new year. But security has also been called into question.
The police were very irresponsible. They did not put up dividers in the area outside the cave. They mixed also those coming out of the shrine and those going in. I saw it with my own eyes. Police pushed the pilgrims and also waved batons and blew whistles to intimidate them, which spread panic and there was a stampede in no time.
Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine is one of India's most revered Hindu sites. Before the pandemic, about 100,000 devotees would climb the steep, winding track every day to the narrow cave containing the shrine. Authorities had capped the daily number at 25,000, but witnesses suggest many more people were there.
Somewhere there was mismanagement. When we knew that there was this type of rush, we should have stopped the public first. If we'd stopped them earlier, this tragedy would not have happened.
An investigation's underway into what sparked the crush, while the injured and families of victims have been offered compensation. Deadly stampedes are fairly common during Indian religious festivals, as large crowds gather in small areas, often with few safety or crowd control measures.
I express my condolences to the families who have lost their dear ones in the sad incident of the stampede. My sympathies to those who are injured.
Access to the shrine was halted for several hours, but later resumed. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.